From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a news headline. Deaths from last week's earthquake in Iran are estimated now at more than 25,000. That number is expected to still grow. Aid is flowing to the city of Bam at the center of the quake. More details later today on All Things Considered. Do you notice a resurgence of interest in manners these days? Some things should never go out of style. And Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates talked with two gentlemen, John Bridges and Brian Curtis. Their series of guidebooks for men has some classic advice.
Brian, who or what is a true gentleman?
A true gentleman is someone that thinks of others as much, if not more, than he thinks of himself. He tries to put himself in other people's shoes, and it's, I think, very simple. It's following the golden rule.
John, what kind of things did you see or experience that told you all there was a market for these guides?
Well, I guess I saw things like people breaking in front of each other in the lines at the grocery store. I saw road rage. I saw lots of toilet lids lift up in bathrooms all around the nation. Mainly, it wasn't about people picking up the wrong fork. It was about people not being considerate of others and really not just paying attention, not being willing to wait, not being willing to listen.
Brian, what kind of practical skills do these guides teach aspiring gentlemen?
I think the greatest thing we teach is to think. In one of the books, it's about what you say, but more importantly, what you don't say in some really weird situations, such as, let's say you're walking down the street and you've run into a guy who has just gotten the worst toupee they've ever manufactured in the United States. Maybe you've thought about that and you go, well, what would I say? So that when you do that, you just say, you know, hey, Joe, it's great to see you. And that's it. And you don't say, wow, what are you getting done next? Or, you know, does that stay on in, you know, in the swimming pool or something like that, that you might say if you were flustered.
And I think a particular difficulty that men have is the macho idea that you have to win all the time. That's a thing that has to do with personal relationships and etiquette and manners, but it clearly is a skill that's going to help you in your business life, too. None of these are separate categories. It's all part of the big fabric of life, and that's one of my basic principles about it.
I think one of the simplest things that anyone can do to make an improvement, and it's something we're all guilty of, is learn how to accept a compliment. We're all maybe trying to appear humble or we're embarrassed by something. But you realize when someone says, you know, your hair looks good or they like the outfit you're wearing and you say, oh, this whole thing or I haven't washed it in 4 days, you're really insulting that person who just paid you a really nice compliment. Simply say thank you and get on with it, even if you don't buy it.
There was something in the very first book, How to Be a Gentleman, that I was fascinated with. On page 100 of the book, it says, when a gentleman realizes his fly is open, he zips it up on the spot, if convenient. Never does an open fly require an apology, which, of course, left me for the rest of the afternoon saying, why not?
Well, it happens to all of the best of us, you know, in the same way that it happens to ladies that there's that string of toilet paper hanging from the back of the shoe. You know, and that's not anything you intentionally did, I believe, Karen. You know, it's just, it's a little stupid human trick. And, you know, you just fix it. Don't call attention to it, you know.
Brian, what do you say to the man who worries that manners might be something that are a little effete?
Well, there's a part of me that, and I think the realist and guys out there who really are trying to be gentlemen, that in a way we're maybe secretly glad for the guys out there who really don't follow our advice and don't read our books, because it makes us look a lot better.
Can I jump in on that, too? The one of the things that I at least get, and I'm sure Brian gets the same thing, you know, when we're doing interviews with the shock jocks, they're always saying, well, you know what women really want. Women, you know, they really want a guy who's a jerk. You know, that's really what they want.
And, that's what we're looking for, all right.
Yeah, but, right. And I have yet to find a woman interviewer who has a problem with the idea of a door being open for her, or, you know, somebody treating her in an appropriate and well-mannered sort of way. That's just some sort of theory. I mean, I say that there are times when a woman wants a beast, but it's not in the middle of a nice restaurant, you know.
John Bridges and Brian Curtis are the authors of a series of guides for men, including How to Be a Gentleman Entertains, and A Gentleman Gets Dressed Up. Gentlemen, thank you both for your time.
Thank you. We enjoyed this very much.
And thank you, Karen, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.